Hello, everyone. This is Dust Storm with Podtacular. I'm sitting down with Quinn DeHoyle, multiplayer designer for Halo, the Halo franchise. We are actually here playing some Halo 5 Guardians multiplayer beta, which is going to be coming out on December 29th for about 3 weeks. I have to say, Quinn, you guys have put some very fine effort into this. I'm liking what I'm seeing so far.
No, thanks, man. Yeah, we've been working extra hard on this game for the past, pretty much right after Halo 4. It's what we've been working on all the time. So a lot of effort has gone into this game. So glad you like it.
There's lots of cool little things to it. Lots of new things that I think people are going to find really interesting. I think some people are going to look at some of the new stuff and be, I'm not exactly used to this. I'm going to have to get down with some of the new stuff. So you can probably hear the cheers in the background.
Yeah.
But so there's some new stuff, and you're taking a lot of the stuff that we've seen, like in Halo Reach and Halo 4 with the armor abilities, and kind of incorporating them as core assets now for Spartans and multiplayer. So yep. Can you go through using the thruster pack, having some of the new abilities in there, and kind of what's some of the new functionality that you're going to have as a Spartan that's with you now instead of these armor abilities?
Yeah, so everything. So you mentioned Reach and Halo 4. The armor abilities in those games, as you know it, are not going to be featured in Halo 5 Guardians. What you've got instead is a standardized suite of abilities that are innate to every player, and no one is customizing any of that. That's it. So the default control scheme, B is your thruster pack, and that is the exact same control or the same functionality for every person that hits B. B doesn't do something different for other people because they have different armor abilities. That's no longer the case. So what you have here, the thruster pack, it allows you to evade and thrust around and do all sorts of creative things similar that you found in like Halo 4's thruster pack. Key differentiators are it's all in first person, which is awesome. And we've definitely tuned it a little bit as well. So using it in the air and using it on the ground is a little bit different. So it's not a copy of Halo 4's thruster pack. It is just a name for fictional reasons.
Right. So a few of the different mobility things that you have in here are things, like you said, to help kind of stabilize and help get you moving around the map a lot better, a lot more efficiently, kind of helping you get to objectives, helping get to your team a lot faster than you would probably be able to do in traditional Halo multiplayer. So there's a lot more movement. You're still kind of maintaining some of the verticality that we have from jetpacks, but it feels completely different. And I just kind of want to go through some of those, since those are kind of like the big hitters that you're really showing off for the multiplayer. So the first one is stabilizer, and that's where you can actually use the thruster pack whenever you're zoomed in to actually stabilize you as you descend to the ground. So
So that's you smart scope, which every weapon has now, smart scope, where you could link to your weapon through your onboard computer, and that's just by aiming. So you do that while you're in the air, and that will jets will kick on your Spartan, and then your descent will be slowed significantly. And that has been a really good feature to allow players to kind of get in some extra shots, and also allows players to use cover in a vertical manner. So instead of strafing out from behind cover, you could actually jump up from behind cover, stabilize, get a few shots in, and then destabilize yourself, and then go back down. So it actually shoots you down to the ground fast after you destabilize, which is a pretty cool mechanic as well that's not too known. So that's kind of the feature set around stabilizers.
Yeah. And I will say, just from playing with Breakout, the new game mode, which we'll get to in a little bit, that if you're used to using the jetpack in Halo 4, you'll be very familiar with using stabilizer and that mobile asset there. I've used it quite a bit. I've gotten quite a few shots off of it. Lots of long distance headshots and lots of nice grenade placements. So it's really useful.
Yeah. The key differentiator is that it doesn't allow you to fly up into the air like a jetpack. It just basically, if you're up high already, instead of falling down with normal gravity, you could slow yourself for like 2 to 3 seconds.
Kind of controlling your descent.
Yeah.
Yeah. The next thing, which is also has to deal with being up in the air, is ground pound. And that's where if you're up in the air and you're kind of jumping from a higher platform down low, you can actually hit the B button by default. And this targeting system kind of comes up, and once you let go, you have this ground pound, and it's basically an instant kill.
It is an instant kill if you hit the person directly.
Right.
If you land near them, it does damage them, but it's not a instant kill. So everything that we've put in this game, we've put balancing and trade-offs for. So ground pound, you can't just do it from normal ground level. You can't just jump and do it because that's way too spammy and kind of ridiculous. It was what it was that way at the beginning, not because it was intentional, but just when you're putting things online, when they first come online, you don't have it all figured out right away. So that is a big balancing element. You actually have to be higher than standard ground level. So you have to jump from a higher position. And the other key balancing element to it is you have to be really accurate, but also you're sitting duck if you're up in the air, getting ready to ground pound someone.
Right. Next one on here is Clamber
for the
mobility stuff.
Yep.
And for some of the other FPSs out there, I know Brink was kind of one of the earlier first-person shooters to kind of really adopt the wall running and the wall climbing, and then we saw a little bit in Titanfall. But what you've done here for Halo 5 is once you jump up, if you're near a ledge, you hit A, you basically clamber up and get to that level. So that's something that's kind of new to Halo. It replaces, not exactly replaces, but it kind of adds on to the whole crouch jumping up to a ledge.
So crouch jumping is great. You mentioned crouch jumping, so you can jump up to a ledge that you couldn't do unless you crouched. Crouch jumping is still in the game. You could use that. And in a way, now you can get even higher places because of clamber, because you could crouch jump up to something and then clamber at the top of it, because your reach with clamber is greater than crouch jumping, because crouch jumping is your feet, right?
Right.
So you could now get up. The verticality is augmented, and that's awesome because there's always been verticality in Halo maps. And in the beta, you will see especially, we've got verticality, and we try to get the Z-axis in a lot of our multiplayer map designs.
Yeah, that's one of the things that there's been lots of discussion within the community of whether or not Jetpack is one of those things that is makes or breaks Halo for the most part. And I know we actually just did a podcast with ForgeCast, who's a lot of forgers because of the Forge info that came out last week. And one of the things that they're always concerned with is designing maps around verticality of being able to use an armor ability like Jetpack. Now, we don't have that in Halo 5 Guardians. We have Clamber and a couple other things. So you're not really gaining verticality as much, but there's still kind of that vertical aspect that you're having to really design for. And it's a big change overall with if you go back to something and looking like Halo 2 and Halo 3, which a lot of people are going to probably be playing with the Master Chief Collection, then
yep.
Really keeping and honing in on this verticality aspect for Halo.
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, it's really, it sells the whole power fantasy of being a Spartan.
Yeah.
You know, you can climb up onto a platform and to shoot down on people and rain death. And not every clamber position is that obvious as well. We've got a lot of sneaky ones that reward players for looking for them, and we kind of, a lot of those we've called like Batman ledges, you know, because Batman lurks in the darkness and he lurks up above like a gargoyle type thing. So yeah. We've actually implemented spots in maps that we've designated as like Batman ledges, where you can go up there and watch people below and then plan your attack.
Yeah. Next one on here, that this is actually a card that you have out, which is what I'm reading from, but next one that we have on here is the building off of the thruster pack. So whenever you're moving around, you can hit B, and if you're pointing in a direction, you basically thruster to the side. And it feels pretty identical to the thruster pack in Halo 4.
Yeah, except it's in first person, and
right.
There are different tunings in there as well. Even from the cooldown time, from how often you could use it, to the distance you can gain while using it in the air, the distance you could use by, say, sprinting and then using the thruster pack. So we've got a lot of tuning in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it feels immensely better than Halo 4 thruster pack because of the first-person aspect. And it just makes the game feel that much more visceral.
Yeah. And it really adds to the aspect of it when you go from the third-person view in Halo 4 to the first-person. You're still engaged in the fight. You're not having to worry about having to reline up shots if you're using that. So that's really cool. And you can also thruster forward and backwards.
Yeah, yeah.
So
absolutely.
That's not limited as well.
Diagonally,
yep.
forward, backwards, sideways.
In the air, on the ground.
In the air, on the ground. Yeah, absolutely.
The next thing on here is Spartan Charge, which is a pretty interesting one. So you have, we haven't really talked about the sprint too much and what you can actually do with it. So let's kind of verge off of that a little bit. There's Infinite Sprint.
Yep.
In Halo 5 yep. Guardians. Something that's somewhat of a change from Halo 4 and yep. Halo Reach, where it's always been a limited amount of sprint unless you go and change custom settings.
Yep.
So what was kind of the design process of giving players infinite sprint versus being kind of limited? And talk about some of the balancing aspects in there, because you, right. you did introduce some balancing things using sprint.
Yeah, so sprint is always a controversial thing in Halo. There's people that really like sprint and thinks it feels great. And then there's a group of people that feel it has no place in Halo. And so, you know, we're aware of those things. And the way it came about is we wanted to really empower that feeling of being a Spartan, a super soldier, clad in armor, decked out in technology, and having to stop sprinting and then wait until an invisible cooldown fills up again, and then to know when you click sprint again. That was kind of a tiresome endeavor. So that added a lot to players feeling like they are super agile ninjas, right, on the battlefield. But we knew that that was going to create an issue of escapability. We always look at escapability in Halo 5 Guardians. And this guy was a very particular one that was very tough to solve. And, you know, we made a bold choice. No one is really doing this in games, but we had the idea, well, why don't we just tie your shield system to sprinting? So, yes, you could sprint infinitely, but while you're sprinting, no matter what, your shields are just not going to come back. They will never, ever come back, no matter how long you're sprinting. So if you want your shields to come back after an encounter or in the middle of an encounter, you need to stop sprinting, and then you have to pay the standard shield recharge penalty of when your shields will start to recharge again. Mm-hmm. If you start sprinting before your shields recharge again, that whole timer resets again. So it really creates this balance of players need to be really smart and aware of the where they're at in the arena and who they're fighting and when to engage and when to run. And we found that like lesser skilled players or players that aren't as aware, they're just sprinting all the time and they're dying all the time.
You do add an indicator on there too that says basically kind of counts down when your shield's going to start recharging. It's right above yeah. the shield, and it's just yep. a tiny little like 3-4 pixel bar.
Yep.
Right above like big. the actual helmet HUD element.
Yep, it's very subtle, and that's mm-hmm. we didn't want something that really stood out. It's just a subtle element for players that notice it and care. It is the shield stun time, so it's the time from which you take damage to when your shields will start to recharge. It's not the recharge rate. It's just the time from when your shields will start to recharge again,
right.
And that will reset every time you sprint.
Mm-hmm. Or take more damage.
Or take more damage, yeah, right. For sure, yep.
And that's one of just the many UI elements. You talked about the smart scope, and we'll get to that after the last mobility thing, but there's some other cool UI stuff in here as well. The last thing on here is slide.
Yeah.
And that's something that we saw in the multiplayer beta trailer, which mm-hmm. was got everyone kind of like, ooh, what's this kind of thing?
Yeah.
Because I mean, everyone was thinking the ground pound was something with armor lock before, and that's totally not there, which is good. But yeah, no, the slide thing is cool.
Slide is cool, and we're, you know, this is why we're so excited to have this beta. Is it's really early, and we want to test these things out, and we'll see where they land. And based on the feedback from all of our users that are going to be hammering on the beta,
yeah.
So we don't know where slide will land, but the way it currently is, you have to be fully sprinting. And your reticle will actually change, so you can tell when you can slide or Spartan charge for that matter. And sliding is just it's fun. I use it to go around corners, but I also like to use it when I'm pushing up on someone, because I change my height that I'm going to engage them at.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a fun way to kind of slide towards them and start shooting at them while you're sliding.
And one of the things that it kind of incorporates too is the sense of knowing what strategy you're going to really implement and working as a team. And it really enforces yeah. this team aspect, which yeah. Halo has been known for in the past. And a lot of these things, like you said, we'll have to see where it lands with the community and whatnot. But it seems like a lot of these things really kind of foster that teamwork that you really want to see in your new arena experience that you're trying to build for Halo 5 Guardians. So can you kind of talk about what you're looking for that sets Arena apart from kind of the competitive Halo that we've seen in the past with like MLG and AGL, and where is that kind of planning to go with esports as next year comes around, we actually get this game?
I mean, something that is great about this beta and how it's focused on the arena aspect is we have a whole team that we have hired and dedicated toward it and that really love competitive gaming and esports. We've hired Halo pros that are on the 343 development team now. So that is just a big pillar to our arena experience. And to be clear, arena is just a portion of the entire multiplayer pie, if you will, that we'll be talking about as we get closer to releasing Halo 5 Guardians next year. But the beta and the arena is all about arena, and it's going to be our foundation for esports and competitive Halo moving forward. And it's built that way. Like every decision that we have in the arena. Now there are other moving pieces, like other parts of the game that is not arena, but in arena, when we're talking about decisions, we measure them against those pillars of esports and competitiveness, randomness, how much randomness, and fair starts, equal starts, everyone started the same, best team wins, play to win, weapons on the map, map control is back, all those things are definitely in the arena experience. And for players that like that, the arena is definitely for them.
Is there anything that's going to set apart kind of the traditional multiplayer with big team, team slayer, objective, aside from arena? So like if you have, I'm assuming for a lot of the competitive and arena stuff, you're looking for objective stuff, which you're not showing off today.
Right.
But is stuff like the Slayer and Arena and the objectives in the Arena, is that going to kind of differ at all from the multiplayer experience that we'll see in the rest of the game? Or is it still kind of going to have a similar crossover and it's just Arena's more focused on the competitive balance side of Halo?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not qualified to really talk about those other experiences and things. We're not even talking about them anyways. We're really focusing on the Arena experience. And that is my job as I lead the arena team and the design there. Anything that is in the arena is all about the competitive nature. And the maps are custom built for the arena as well. So 4v4, best team wins. That is going to be the arena experience. And you're going to have competitive skill rating deeply rooted into the arena experience and the UI, everything. You'll be able to see your rating, other people's rating. You can move up as long as you're keep improving and you're a better player. And that's going to be great for people that really want to grind to be to the top. They have something there for them.
So with the Master Chief Collection, we're moving back towards a ranking system that's more reminiscent of what Halo 2 was, where you could actually go up and down in rank. And you're actually, it was a lot heavier weighted on how well you performed. Is CSR for Halo 5 going to reflect that style of skill rank or XP rank? Or is it going to be something that's kind of emerged between what you guys did with CSR for Halo 4 and something like that for the Master Chief Collection?
Yeah, this CSR is the next evolution and totally rebuilt and is way better than any type of rating system that you have found in Halo before. So I can't speak to too much about it yet. We're not revealing those details yet. But that, again, this is another huge benefit of having the beta, is we are going to test that thing out and run it through the ringer and have all the players banging on it. And we're going to make that thing just awesome when Halo 5 Guardians comes out next year.
Is the CSR going to be part of the multiplayer beta?
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
Cool. All right. So we mentioned the Smart Scope a little bit, and there's a lot of integration with adding a few new additional HUD elements. And something that really sticks out with the Smart Scope is the AR, because it doesn't exactly have a scope on it.
Yeah, the assault rifle, yeah.
Right. And it really doesn't block visibility that much. And with the weapons that do have scopes, like the DMR and the SMG, you actually get the outline of the scope, but you can still see the rest of the map. Mm-hmm. The rest of the world through your HUD.
Yeah.
What was the kind of design change there from moving from the more the traditional where it's like you're in scope, you have this big blackout area except where the scope is, versus kind of doing it a little more realistic style where you have, you're looking down the scope, but you're also seeing the rest of the map.
Yeah. So the smart link system fictionally has always been there. And this is our smart scope. It's the next evolution of that. And we really wanted to go all in on that, just deep into the smart scope system. And we wanted, again, to make it kind of accessible to users. We wanted to provide that on every single weapon, right? So it's a nice suite that people get and they understand. And so, you know, why not? I mean, if you could smart link with a Magnum that never had a scope, why not the assault rifle?
Right.
And so then we started really getting into it. Well, what would a smart scope look like if my Spartan HUD interfaced with that weapon? Mm-hmm. And that's where we got with that half cocked, like, holographic display, and your reticle looks all tight and it's ready to be fired and aiming at headshots on people. And mm-hmm. it really added a whole new gameplay layer to using all of our weapons, not just the standard weapons that you're used to in previous Halos.
And you take away the tunnel vision that you would normally get from past games, and it's opened up a lot more now, so you're still aware of what's going on.
Yeah, there's a really nice change. There's definitely some of that. And again, this is all a beta. Like, some of these things aren't exactly finished, like, straight up. I'm not going
right.
to sugarcoat. Like, nothing in this beta, I mean, people might think it's super polished and all that, but nothing is technically really finished. So we're looking at feedback. We've got all sorts of data. There's versions of the things in the beta that we've already working on because we knew they weren't finished and kind of broken from whether it's a UI display or a HUD element. Mm-hmm. So we just had to get the beta out there because we wanted people to play it.
Right. And the last big thing that's kind of showing off here is the new game mode that you're kind of introducing through Arena, which is Breakout.
Yeah.
And the map that we've been playing on is Crossfire. And I just played 5 or 6 straight games of it.
Yeah.
And I was literally like shaken afterwards because of how adrenaline pumping it is.
Yeah.
It's basically an evolution, from what I understand, of Slayer. It's 4v4 Slayer, 1 life.
Yep.
Best of 9 rounds.
Yep.
And the map that you have is very reminiscent of kind of a paintball arena, laser tag arena type stuff.
Yeah, that's the inspiration from it, was competitive paintball. Kevin Franklin is our multiplayer design director, and he's played a lot of competitive paintball, and he's been wanting to make a game or a game mode that harnessed that essence. And we wanted to do it in Halo 4, we just didn't have time. And so now we're doing it here in Halo 5 Guardians, and it's exactly that. It's round based, and we have 1 life. It's higher lethality, so you can die faster.
Mm-hmm.
And
a lot faster.
Yeah. And so again, we're really, like, for the beta, we want to see how this plays. Like, what kind of knobs do we tune to make Breakout even better post-beta? So we're going to be looking at all sorts of feedback from our players on social media channels, to getting in the Halo Waypoint forums, all that stuff. We are really excited to have players bang on this in the beta, give us their feedback, and then make Halo 5 Guardians that much better.
Awesome. Well, we're expecting some great stuff. I know from everything that I've played today, even the 2 Slayer maps that we got to play on, Truth and
Empire.
Those were fun. We didn't get to talk about the Prophet split, Bane, but hopefully we'll be able to talk about that soon.
Yep. Yeah, another time, you know, we can talk about it. The Prophet's Bane's an awesome weapon. So
all right. Well, Quinn, thank you very much for all the effort that you've put into the beta. Thank you. It's going to come out on December 29th.
December 29th and run through January 18th.
Yep. So make sure you guys get on it. This is probably one of the first times we've ever seen a beta on a console this early. So take full advantage of it. Please give your feedback. Where's the best place for them to give feedback when they get their hands on this?
We definitely encourage people to go on the forums at Halo Waypoint.
Cool. So thank you very much for sitting down and talking with us today.
Yeah, for sure.
You for this opportunity.
Yeah, for sure.